Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lower 30s, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, around 37. As into Friday, becoming mostly sunny, few degrees cooler, temps lower 60s. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Roughly 50% less people were tested for COVID-19 in Kansas in February compared to January this year, according to data from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Curiously, the number of people getting tested per capita is dropping off.
That's KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman. He says he believes too many people are focused on the vaccine rollout and the improving statewide COVID-19 numbers. He expresses concern over not losing the progress the state has made.
I'm afraid that we could be lulled into complacency and end up allowing this to plateau off when we can continue to drive the numbers down.
Elsewhere this morning, the newest casino in the state opened last night. It was the opening of the Crosswinds Casino in Park City. And KTV reports Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner said it was also a good day for the county. The Crosswinds Casino, owned by the Wyandotte Nation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Police say a driver believed to have caused a deadly two-car crash in northeast Wichita has been arrested. Police arrested 28-year-old Luis Ramos Tafola on suspicion of vehicular homicide, drunken driving, reckless driving, and other counts in the early Monday crash that killed 60-year-old Jesse Lee Johnson. Investigators say Ramos Tafola was driving a Dodge Charger on I-35 when he rear-ended Johnson's car, then vaulted over the side of the raised interstate and fell to the ground below. Johnson died at the scene. Two passengers in his car, a 62-year-old man and 53-year-old woman, were hospitalized with serious injuries. Ramos Tafola was treated for minor injuries. An attorney for the family of a 5-year-old girl critically injured in a crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed says the girl suffered a devastating brain injury that has left her unable to speak or walk. An attorney for the girl's family told Good Morning America he wants to see the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt could ever receive. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The state has reported that Nebraska health officials administered nearly 87,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines last week as the state worked to distribute more shots. The number of doses of vaccines administered jumped to 86,737 last week from the previous week's total of only 52,000 and some change. State health officials say over 436,000 doses of the vaccine have now been administered, and 10% of Nebraska's population has now been fully vaccinated. State regulators have filed a lawsuit accusing a Nebraska ethanol plant of repeatedly failing to comply with their orders to clean up wastewater and old pesticide-laced seed corn. The lawsuit filed this week comes amid growing complaints about the Alt-N plant outside of Meade, a town of less than 600 people, about 37 miles west of Omaha. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt commented on National Consumer Protection Week and the Shred Day on Wednesday in Marysville.
Each year, the first week of March is designated by the Federal Trade Commission as National Consumer Protection Week. And I understand that not everybody celebrates it on their calendar like they might the 4th of July or Christmas, but it is an important opportunity for all of us to sort of reflect on how important it is that each of us take responsibility to protect our own personal information and our identity. We're our own best line of defense in terms of making sure that crooks and scammers don't have ready access to our bank account number, our social security number, and other personal info. And Consumer Protection Week is a great chance just to talk about that each year.
And to that end, you are sponsoring a Shred Day.
We are. During National Consumer Protection Week, for many years now, the Attorney General's Office, which does a lot of consumer protection work, we sponsor, in partnership with locals typically, these shred opportunities around the state. This year, we're going to 10 different locations around the state, and we'll have a professional document shredding company on site. People will be able to come by and drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of papers, of records that they've maybe cleaned out while they were at home during the pandemic or otherwise, and know that they are safely destroyed. Those old bank records, check stubs, tax records, whatever it may be. The reason we do that is a couple of things. First, of course, it is a useful service to the people who actually participate, and we encourage as many people who can to do so. But also, it's a good opportunity to remind everybody that not only do we have to be mindful of our identity in the new ways that it's communicated online, in the virtual world, digitally, but we still have to be mindful of the old ways that identity thieves have worked, which is dumpster diving and otherwise pulling information off of unsafely disposed of documents. So one of our stops this year will be in Marysville. We'll be in Marysville on Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd of March, between 4 and 6 p.m., and we'll be at the Marysville Aquatic Center on South 8th Street.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's Office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m., and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
Jerry Munsterman, age 71, formerly of Hanover, passed away Monday at Wichita. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover, burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jerry Munsterman. Lori D. Carter, age 52, of Linwood, Kansas, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lori Carter.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges.
Tomorrow, taco potato, French bread, broccoli with cheese, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we'll continue with quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies, dry weather, and we'll continue with dry weather as we head into tonight and into tomorrow. We do have a cold front that'll be swinging down from the north and into the central east central parts of the Midwest. Some areas will just see a little bit of some cloud cover as we head into tomorrow night with just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather as we head into the weekend with temperatures back into the 60s. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, lows at 37. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 79. The average low, 26, the record low is 6 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:22, sunrise in the morning, 6:57. 30 with sunshine and clear skies this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 3rd of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, here are your three fish sandwiches. Have a supersonic day.
Thank you.
Is this Alaska Pollock that we're eating?
Yes.
I know that Alaska is a very dangerous place.
Why?
First, the ostrich. Second, you mess with that ostrich.
It's Alaska, not Australia.
My man.
The fish sandwich, 100% Alaska Pollock, topped with creamy tartar sauce on a brioche bun. Only for a limited time at Sonic. See menu for details. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
A possible playoff preview in L.A. and Baylor's big night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Suns overcoming a 38-point performance by LeBron James plus a Devin Booker ejection to down the Lakers 114-104.
Hands it off to Chris Paul. He has it straight away. Gets around Šarić's screen to the top of the key. Back to Dario, a three on the way. He got it.
On KTAR, Dario Šarić led Phoenix with 21 off the bench. Nikola Jokic dropped 37 as part of his 50th career triple-double, and the Nuggets demolished the Bucks 128-97. College round ball, number 3 Baylor clinched their first ever Big 12 regular season title and their first conference championship since 1950 with an overtime win at West Virginia.
The Bears win it in overtime over the Mountaineers 94-89. The Bears clinch a share of the Big 12 conference championship.
From Learfield IMG College. More college hoops. Two possible top seeds faced off last night. Fourth-ranked Illinois getting the best of number 2 Michigan.
Frazier with a drive, right elbow jumper. Yes. It's good! Trent Frazier, the senior, gives Illinois an 11-point lead.
On Learfield IMG College, 22 points for Frazier. Back to the NBA, Kemba Walker was on target. The Celtics downing the Clippers 117-112.
Shovel out to Kemba, straight away three. Got it. Boy, the net barely moved. Kemba is as locked in shooting the ball tonight as he has been all year.
On WBZ, 25 points for Walker. Ja Morant scored 35 while dishing out 10 assists to lead the Grizzlies to a 125-111 win over the Wizards. To the NHL, the Islanders grabbed a share of first place in the Eastern Division with a 2-1 win over the Devils.
Had it knocked away, but Pageau springs a man, and that's Oliver Wallstrom through the right circle. Wrister, he scores! What a laser from Wally! And Oliver has made it 1-0 Islanders!
On WFAN, 3 goals in 4 games for Oliver Wallstrom. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night's upstate basketball quarterfinal saw the Marysville boys advance with a 57-48 win over Sabetha. Second seed MHS will face third seed Pleasant Ridge Friday night in 3A boys semifinals at Sabetha. Time to be announced. Pleasant Ridge, 13-4, defeated Hiawatha 64-61. Top of the bracket saw top seed Royal Valley advance with a win over Oskaloosa, 73-26, while fourth seed Nemahal Central was upended by 5 seed Jeff West, 58-51. KNDY will air the Bulldog boys game live Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Top seed Valley Heights girls took Republic County 62-15 in Tuesday night action, advancing to host 5th seed Horton Friday as they won over Mount Academy 46-41. 3rd seed Washington County Lady Tigers handled Valley Falls 49-26 and move on to face Riverside Friday. Riverside knocked off 2nd seed ACCHS in a rout 60-27.
Spring's right around the corner. Are you ready to start pushing that lawnmower again? Earn entries in Prairie Band Casino and Resort's Mo Ways to Play, and you might not have to. Every Sunday in March, 9 lucky guests will win $500 in Prairie Cash and a John Deere riding mower, courtesy of Heritage Tractor. That's 36 mowers in 4 days. For further details, visit prairieband.com and see how we give you Mo Ways to Play.
Prairie Band Casino.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high-production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. February's Ag Economy Barometer reading of 165 changed little compared to January when the index stood at 167. Announced yesterday, producers continue to report strong current conditions on their farms as February's current condition index value of 200 near an all-time high, continuing a trend that got underway last fall. But the index of future expectations drifted lower to 148, 3 points below the January reading. February marked the third time in the last 4 months that the future expectation index declined, leaving it at 20% below the October peak. Ongoing strength in ag commodity prices and farm income continue to support producer perspectives on the current conditions. Now, concerns about possible policy changes affecting agriculture and eroding confidence in the future growth of ag trade continue to weigh on producers' future expectations. Producers also indicate they expect to see alternative protein sources increase market share in the years ahead. If market share becomes significant, they're likely to reduce aggregate farm income. And despite pandemic disruptions, consumer demand for beef at home and around the globe remains strong in 2020. CattleFacts says that trend will continue into 2021 and beyond, especially as food service operations begin to fully reopen. That data presented during the recent cattle industry convention winter reboot, the strong demand combined with expected higher cattle prices, signal optimistic future for the beef industry, according to CattleFacts CEO Randy Block. Cattle numbers will continue to contract in 2021, and producers will gain leverage on packers and retailers, and margin distribution will be more equitable. Packing capacity expected to increase slowly. In addition, for more small-scale plants, U.S. meat exports will continue to grow. Ag News, I'm Ken Rogers. In 2020,
there will be a land auction, 176 acres, more or less, Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pike corral. Property has building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate. Saturday, March 6th, sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbkeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 16, 99 Junction at Blaine, to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, it was a very positive day at the end of the day on Tuesday for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. It did not start that way. Things were a little grim as we got started, but turned around and finished quite well. May corn up 6 3/4 at 545, July up 5 3/4 at 532 3/4. All three of the wheat markets were very good with double-digit gains. May Kansas City wheat up 12, 635 1/4, July up 11 3/4 at 640 1/2. Soybeans did very well. May beans up 21 1/4 at 1412 1/2. July up 17 3/4, 1398 3/4. Bean meal and bean oil were also higher. Cotton was lower on the day, and the livestock complex was mixed. April live cattle up 45 at 119.42. June live cattle up 25 at 117.75. Feeder cattle did not fare so well. March feeders down 67 at 136.52. April feeders down 65 at 140.47. So mixed numbers across the cattle complex. Hogs were struggling on the day. April hogs down 237 at 85.35, while May hogs finished the day down 165 at 87.92. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheats did well. Cotton was down, and the livestock complex finished the day mixed. It was a good day for the metals markets. April gold up $10.90 at $1,733.90. June was up $10.40 at $1,736.20. We also saw some strong positives for silver, copper, and platinum. The energies markets were mostly lower. April crude oil down 86 cents at $59.78. while May was down 82 at $59.60. We also saw some negativity with unleaded gas and with heating oil as well. So mixed numbers in the futures markets on Tuesday, but corn, soybeans, and wheat did well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
More than ever, it's critical to take advantage of favorable grain prices when you see them, even when your crop is still in the field. You can when you have a thoughtful crop revenue plan with Frontier Farm Credit. Our crop insurance officers have the expertise to deliver a plan that can help you lock in those crop prices, protect your income, and your working capital, too. We'll show you how. Learn more by calling Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Those who depend on crops for their livelihood are keen observers of weather patterns. We will share some of the signals they watch for in March on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 3rd, the 62nd day of the year. Guitar flat picker Doc Watson was born on this day, and in 1931, the Star-Spangled Banner was officially adopted as our national anthem. We've talked many times about the lions and lambs of March and how they refer not to the weather, but to the constellations that usher the month in and out. If you're looking for old-time weather wisdom, here's a few March proverbs to put to the test. A dry March and a wet May fill barns and bays with corn and hay. Another says, as it rains in March, so it rains in June. And here's a legend that says a damp month could mean a chilly spring. It goes, so many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KEDY. 30 with sunshine this morning in Marysville, with highs forecast to warm well into the 60s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. After jumping out to two straight wins to open up the 2021 spring training, the Kansas City Royals couldn't keep the winning train moving. Taking on the Cubs, it would be a Rafael Ortega three-run triple in the bottom of the fourth inning that would be just enough for Chicago to hold on, winning 3-2. The Royals will be back on the diamond today to take on the Chicago White Sox at Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona. First pitch set for 2:05 this afternoon. The American Athletic Conference has announced changes to the final weekend of the regular season. USF will now travel to Wichita this coming Saturday after the Shockers game with Temple, also scheduled for Saturday, was canceled due to suspension of activities at Temple. The USF-Wichita State matchup is set for noontime Central and will air on ESPN. The SMU-Tulsa game, scheduled for Sunday, has also been canceled due to a suspension of activities at SMU. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Slow start in the first half, but a strong finish in the second half for the Washington County Lady Tigers, defeating the Valley Falls Lady Dragons 49-26, tipping off the 2A sub-state quarterfinals. Washington County led 18-12 at the intermission. That game tied much of the first half, but Washington County outscoring the Dragons 17-7 in the third, 14-7 down the stretch as they took advantage of late free throws. Mia Cardenas led scores with 11 points for Washington County. Nina Kern with 10. Washington County improves to 10-9, advancing to the semifinals at Valley Heights Friday. Valley Falls led by Michaela Yates with 8 points, a couple of early trays, all her scoring in the first half. The Lady Dragons end their campaign at 4-16. Final Tuesday, Washington County 49, Valley Falls 26. Reporting for KEDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tuesday night, sub-state basketball quarterfinal saw the Marysville boys advance with a 57-48 win over Sabetha. Second seed MHS will face third seed Pleasant Ridge Friday night in 3A boys semifinals at Sabetha. Time to be announced. Pleasant Ridge 13-4 defeated Hiawatha 64-61. Top of the bracket saw top seed Royal Valley advance with a win over Oskaloosa 73-26. While fourth seed Nemahal Central was upended by 5 seed Jeff West, 58-51. KEDY will air the Bulldog Boys game live Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Top seed Valley Heights girls took Republic County 62-15 in Tuesday night action, advancing to host 5th seed Horton Friday as they won over Mount Academy 46-41. 3rd seed Washington County Lady Tigers handled Valley Falls 49-26 and move on to face Riverside Friday. Riverside knocked off second seed ACCHS in a rout 60-27. KEDY broadcast plans Thursday, Lynn Wetmore girls at 5:30, Hanover Blue Valley girls at 8, live from Axtell on FM 95.5. Friday, Lynn Wetmore boys at 5:30, Hanover Axtell boys at 8, from Axtell on FM 95.5, with Marysville and Pleasant Ridge boys Friday at Sabetha on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Heaven, heartache, and the power of love. A dove-wide staircase, and I say heartache can burn you down like hell, leave you begging, baby, please don't go, till you're scraping rock bottom and crying in a deep dark hole. Oh, and love can make you fly like a rocket, put you on top of the world. I'm talking about heaven, that's where I hope I'm going. Heartache, that's where I've been. Red Thunderbird.